It's clear in reading, that David was depressed.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
Anybody besides me ever been depressed? I've been depressed. Amen. I've been down. Amen. But I ain't ever been out. Come on, somebody. I've been down, but I ain't never been out. Amen. I've always trusted in the Lord. Amen. David must have felt that he could not carry on in his current emotional condition any longer. He is apparent that he needed a change in his life. Let me say this to you today. It is not sin or a gauge of your spirituality, amen, if you enter in a state of depression. That has nothing to do with it. What determines is how long you're going to stay there and how you're going to get out of it. You say you can stay there until the cows come home and it won't get better, it'll get worse. But you can make up your mind that I'm going to worship God out of this situation. I'm going to make sure that I'm not left here when he comes. Somebody asked me, he said, are you going to be able to go to church tomorrow? I said, amen, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to be in church. Amen. Are you going to be able to preach? I said, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to be able to preach. Amen. I never found where in the Word of God that ever affected them from preaching the Word of God. Amen. We can get sick in our bodies, and we do.
Amen.
Oh, somebody. Amen. This COVID thing's back in town. Amen. It's jumping on people left and right. Amen. But I've stayed out of its sight. Amen. I don't want it around me. Praise God. It seemed to make me act like I was going to get sick. And I said, I ain't getting sick. I'm not getting sick no more. I'm sick and tired of being sick. Matter of fact, I came to church this morning. I came with a made up mind that I can leave here this morning. And that I don't have to feel bad. I don't know about you. Some of you may... You may came in here like you got the tiger by the tail. Amen. But I didn't come in here that way. But I came in here today to let you know that God is still on the throne. And I come to let you know that whatever we need is in the house today. I heard the Word of God tell us that the house was full and they couldn't even get into the house where Jesus was. And I found out that they wanted to be there with him so bad that they tore the roof off top of the house. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want nobody tearing all my shingles off of my house. Amen. To get in. Amen. I think I tried to scrap them in somehow through the door. But they couldn't get in, so they tore the roof off and they let the man down through the roof. Amen. And when they let him down through the roof, amen, he walked out of the house. Not on a bed, but he walked out on his own wheel and on 2 feet. I come to tell you that same Jesus is here today. Amen. I'm living in an hour like I've never seen. Amen. We all get depressed.
True.
We all become fearful. I don't know. I'm not fearing anything of God today. I fear what man can do to me. But I want you to know I fear what God can do to us. But I'm fearing what's coming upon us. We're going to suffer distress, emotional distress. Amen. At one time or another. You're going to face some things one time or another.
Right.
Amen. But you've got to make up your mind that God is still with you.
Amen.
You've got to make up your mind today that you're not in this by yourself.
Right.
How many know that we're not here by ourselves today? Amen. God is with us. And he said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Amen. He's on your side. So don't let the devil make you think that God's going to leave you here. If he brought you here, he's going to take you to the other side. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Amen. We all have help in those times. Our world is suffering in an epidemic, amen, of problems and depression and frustration and anxiety. And you know, listen, you don't need to call 911. You need to call J-E-S-U-S. Amen. You need to call Jesus. Amen. Because if I went to the hospital with my back, first thing they'd have wanted to do is put me on some high-powered pain medicine. Amen. That's what they want to do. Amen. But I ain't taking no high-powered pain medicines.
No.
Amen. I'm going to trust in Jesus. Amen. There's 12 years I never even took as much as an aspirin. I just might start doing that again. And just trust God completely. Because every medication they put you on, it can cause you to commit suicide. It can cause you, amen, liver damage. It can cause this. It can cause that. Amen. I ain't never read in the Word of God where trust in Jesus ever caused you no liver damage. It ever caused you no problems. But it caused you to be healed. But folks knew they get frustrated and anxiety. You know, that's why they got them on, you know, they got them on pills to where it knocks them out. And they, you know, but I just believe that. I just believe prayer works. It's not only just there in the world, but it's at the workplaces. In homes, on the streets, families, friends. We get to a place where we don't know if we can trust anybody.
Come on.
We get to a place we don't know if we can depend on anybody. But I found out for 54 years that I can depend on him. Hello, somebody. There's a distinction in this note of sadness in the Psalms of David. David felt forgotten, left out, forsaken, possibly rejected. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? Have you left me for good? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How do we feel when someone leaves us out of their conversations and leaves us out? And by the way, what did you say your name was? Amen. They don't even remember who we are. Amen. It don't feel good. But I'm not interested in how you feel about me. I'm interested in how he feels.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Because I'm not rejected this morning.
Come on. Amen.
I'm not rejected.
All right. Amen.
Imagine feeling as though God has done this to you. Think about it. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been there when I didn't know if God was anywhere around.
Right.
I've been there when I didn't know if God was ever going to hear me again. And go to church and expecting the minister to minister to me and tell me just what I needed to hear to give me another boost for the heaven to help me to get better and I could go home
Amen.
Juvenated by the power of the Holy Ghost. And go there and a preacher get up and tell you, you know what your problem is. You worrying God with your words. And I thought, dear God, that's not what I need to hear.
Right.
I needed to hear some encouragement.
Right.
But whether you know it or not, that was encouragement.
That's
I just
right.
didn't
that's
realize
right.
it.
Right.
It was encouragement. Because in 90 days, I owned a new car. I owned a restaurant. Amen. In 90 days, it turned my life around because I went home and I told Sister Watson, don't ever cry no more and don't shed no more tears. And we'd go to church and people, you know, bless God, thank God for you, for your friends like Job had. And when you get there, Brother Evans, they said, oh, Brother Watson, how you doing? I said, man, if it gets any better, I just don't think I can stand it. I said, God has been so good to me, they look at me like I've lost my mind. Amen. But can I tell you, you've got to get the mindset that God is God. And He never will leave you alone. Amen. He'll walk through you through the valley. He'll walk through you on the valley tops. He'll be with you no matter where you are. That's the kind of God we serve. By the way, I want y'all to know, you that didn't get to make it Wednesday night, you missed an outstanding sermon.
Amen.
And my brother Hooten did an outstanding job. Amen. I've been feasting on that all week, brother Hooten. Praise God. Imagine it is believed that the psalm was written about the time David was running for his life from Saul. David was being hunted like a common animal instead of being treated like the king that he was anointed to be. He was running for his life in the middle of all of this. The anointed to be the king over Israel was running for his life. Amen. Can I tell you, it seems like sometimes we are running. Amen. But we're running in a race today. We're running for our life. Because there is an enemy that is after us. He is trying his best. If he can get you depressed enough, amen, he'll cause you to lose out with God. But if you can understand one thing today, that Jesus, amen, is still on the throne. Amen. And I'm telling you, you don't have a problem big enough that he cannot answer. You don't have a problem big enough that he cannot solve today. You don't have a sickness big enough that he cannot heal. You don't have anything, you don't have a child that he cannot save this morning. He's a God that is able. David was being hunted like a common animal. Amen. While David, his problems were draining him emotionally, mentally, and physically. At this time, the rejected of society, amen, he felt like that he was running for his life and he couldn't hardly hold his head up himself. And the rejected, amen, was coming to him, amen, to seek help from David. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The rejected of society was coming to him for refuge, wanting him to help them. At the time, the rejected was coming to him for refuge in his greatest time of need and despair. He was having to minister to others.
Right? He was. Yes, he was.
Oh, God.
He was.
Oh, God.
You were lying.
I have been down and I have been out and I try not to let nobody know it when I am. But when we're going through it and we seem like we're fighting everything we can just to hold our heads above the level, somebody comes to you and wanting you to give them encouragement, wanting you to give them help. And we got to minister to others, even in our distress and in our time of trouble. We've got to minister to others, amen, and encourage them. Amen, I've had people to come to me, amen, I just sat down in my recliner and was crying and weeping before God and saying, God, where are you at? Amen, and a knock on the door would come, and they said, Pastor, I need to talk to you, I need some encouragement today. And I thought, God, how am I going to encourage anybody in the shape I'm in? But can I tell you that when you start encouraging them, and they start encouraging you, and both of you get encouraged in God. Praise God. David's prayer seemed infinite, unfruitful, and powerless. His problems were heavier than his complaining tongue could truly express. About this time, David must have felt hopelessness seeping in. David recognized he could not find any help in himself. The great warrior that felt, amen, that he was rejected and defeated, amen, a great warrior that had slew a bear with his own bare hands, and slew a lion with his own hands, and slew a giant with a stone, amen, that was feeling rejected, feeling like he was by himself, amen, but somewhere down the line, David, I tell you, I love the book of Psalms, because David can be like he's defeated one minute, and he's up on the mountain the next minute. Amen. He can be down in the valley, and he'll pray his way out of the valley. I come to tell somebody, some of you going through something this morning. Some of you facing some trials, and some of you been facing some devils. Amen. But I come to tell you this morning that he's the lily of the valley. He's the light of the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. And I come to tell you, you may be in the valley, but he's there with you. He's on the mountaintop. He's there with you. Amen. No matter what you're doing, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Imagine in his greatest need, time of need and despair, he was having to minister to others. Now begin to think about, read the scripture again. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemies be exalted over me? David's prayer seemed like he couldn't get no help. David recognized he could not find any help in himself. Amen. So what he'd done is he realized, amen, that he was going to pant after God like the heart panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. His lips must have been parched. Amen. Thirsting for God. Wanting God to step in for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. Anybody ever been there? Amen. While they continually say unto me, where is thy God? That's what the world's saying to us today. Where's your God at now? Israel, where's your God at today? I'm telling you, the God that was in Israel, amen, he's still the same God today. He's the same God. Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He don't change, church, just because of you. Amen. We can change, and we do change. Seems like folks change anymore, like changing their underclothes. I'm supposed to didn't mean to say that. Amen. But they change like changing their clothes. Amen. Their spirit changes. Amen. Can I tell you, he don't ever change. He's there when you need him. He must have hungered and burned in his soul to hear from God.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Anybody been there?
Amen.
I've been there. I know where David's at. I know where he's at. I've been there. Amen. Psalm 42, 1 through 3, David complaining about his problems, turning to prayer and supplication, considering, and hear me, O Lord my God. David literally asked God to pay attention to him. Anybody ever asked God to do that? He took it on himself further. David wanted God to pay attention to him and hear him. This word here is not just a passive pondering. It is a reactive response. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Asking for understanding. Anybody ask God for understanding?
Yeah.
Amen. I don't ask God for wealth. And amen. I ain't never had it. Probably won't never have it. But I've never been hungry, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So I'm not hungry today. Amen. I might be after a while, but I'm not hungry right now. Praise the Lord. And I've never been without something to eat. It may have not always been what I wanted to eat.
Right.
Right.
Our children today are spoiled rotten.
Amen.
They are spoiled rotten.
Right.
Man, you can put some beans and taters. And on the table, and man, you can put some good old tomatoes and onions and all this on the table, and they'll snarl their nose up at it.
Amen.
But you can take them down to Mickey D's. Amen. And they'll break a leg almost getting out of the car to get in there and get one of them juicy fat hamburgers is no good for you.
Amen.
Am I telling you right?
Amen.
Praise God. I still love the beans and the cornbread.
Amen.
But Mars didn't care for peas much until he started coming to Sister Watson and eating her peas and cornbread. Sister Marsh said, I didn't think you liked peas. He said, well, these are good. Not meaning his wife's peas wasn't good. Let me get on down the road before I get myself in trouble. Praise God. Because I've had Sister Marsh's cooking, and it's good.
Amen. She does good.
She does good. You better say that. She does do good. Amen. Praise God. Ask him for understanding, not to understand the problems. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
But to understand that God was still with him. Our understanding of our problem is irrelevant today. We need to understand, amen, God's goodness and his mercy.
Right.
David said, lest mine eyes say I have prevailed. My enemy say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Our understanding of God's goodness, care, and omnipotence will keep us through the worst problems that we have to go through.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? Mercy here means goodness, kindness, faithfulness, How many knows God is faithful?
Amen.
God is faithful through all things. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. God is faithful in all things. God's salvation is worth rejoicing in, church.
Amen.
David has gone from complaining to prayer, and now he's gone from praying to praise. Amen. Can I tell you, prayer will bring you to another realm than God.
Amen.
That you can praise the Lord. Amen. And praise your way out of any situation that you're in. I don't know about you, but amen. Prayer has always worked for me. Prayer has always worked for me. And it's always worked to praise Him.
Amen.
It's always worked. Rejoice literally means to rebel and celebrate. I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me.
Amen.
Sing a love song to Him. Anybody ever sing a love song to Jesus? Have you? But I have problems, preacher. Oh, how I love Him. But you're depressed. Oh, how I love Him. When you are sick, oh, how I love Him. Why should we go from problem to praise? I'll tell you. Because it works. It works. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18 said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. But verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's where I'm at today. I'm going to rejoice in the God of my salvation. 2 Corinthians 4, amen, 8 and 9 said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. I come to tell you, there ain't no devil big enough, there ain't no problem big enough, there ain't no situation big enough that can destroy you today, as long as you keep God in your sight, and keep God on your side. Romans 8, 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, because He hath dwelt bountifully with us.
Amen.
Amen. I want the devil to know today that he cannot win. Amen. The thing the devil hates the most, he hates because he can't do nothing about it. He cannot do anything about it today. The scripture went on to say, 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank God that He's called a church out.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
I didn't find him.
Right.
I wasn't looking for him.
Wrong.
But he come and found me. Where
Amen.
I was at.
Amen.
And when I got into his presence, I didn't want to go nowhere else.
Oh, no, man.
I didn't want to serve. I didn't want to go back to where I used to be. When I got into his presence, I found something that was joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the scripture said in the half has not yet been told.
Right.
Psalm 22 and 3 said, But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Amen. There's a purpose. Amen. For us to worship him today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm closing up. Man, I've not held you too long, but amen. I feel like this is what God wanted for today.
Amen.
There's people who think today, and let me drop this down. I don't wanna mess up nothing. But there's people who think that they can get into the presence of God without praising him. I'm sadly mistaken.
Right.
If you don't praise him, you're not going to get into his presence.
Right.
Amen.
Because Psalms 100 and verse 4 said, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You can't stand, amen, there with pride in your heart, ignorance, self-righteousness, and a pompous spirit. You've got to come boldly before the throne of God.
Amen.
And when he's talking about coming boldly, you've got to come before him, amen, with a pure heart.
Right.
Amen. When you step before God, you come before him boldly, but you've got to come before him with a right spirit.
Yes.
Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of God's grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble, in time of need. That's where we're at today.
That's right.
We're in a time of need this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
This afternoon, man. But we're in a time of need today. And whosoever will, let him come. Let him drink of the water of life freely. Whatever you need from God, God will give it to you today. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Amen.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Amen.
Let's stand and let's worship. Come back to the pen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a song. Amen. It's early yet. I didn't hold y'all too long today. Letting y'all slide by a little early, so don't get used to it because it's all about labor service.
Amen.
Amen. There's a God that's here today. You've got a problem? He can solve it. You got a need, whether it's spiritual, financial, or physical, he can answer. He was wounded.
In Jesus' name we ask it. Everybody said,
amen. Amen.